This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
But ain't this a cup?
What this is?
Somebody want to try milk and cookies? What? You got to open it first. I mean, I don't want to cut it up here because then they're going to spill. So what you supposed to do? Cut it down there?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is the object not to pour all the milk out the bag into the cup? So how are you supposed to dip the milk in the cookies? But ain't this a cup? That's too, y'all wasting too many dishes. So who washing this then? Now you can't even get this out of here. So now you got an open thing for no reason. Why not just do this? Pour this in here to eliminate the cup. See, now you make a mess.
Keon Coleman discovering bagged milk. That was at one of those flag football events recently that you've been seeing highlights of around the league. NFL Canada, I believe, asked him that question or showed him the bagged milk. I've never seen bagged milk in my life. I'm with Keon.
All right, so
never seen it.
This is where this came from. I had no idea why people were talking about bagged milk yesterday.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's so tough. I just told Joe.
Sal's
head
spinning, and like people are throwing bagged milk stuff at him.
I'm like, and Joe's telling me about things happening in the news, and I'm like, Joe, I had no idea. Like, what are you talking about? I've seriously, it's been.
Well, because you're on with us, and then you are.
At
and
practice.
Then you've got press conferences, and then practice, and then you've got the podcast.
More press conferences.
You're doing the website.
We got Facebook Live.
Yeah, you're.
I mean,
you're busy.
So by the time it gets to the end of the day.
Yeah.
Which circles us back to, really, we started this show, we were talking about the Justin Fields injury. You told me at 9:30,
yeah,
when I got here yesterday, like, you see Justin Fields had an injury. And you even said he had carted off or something because of the...
That was the original tweet, Connor
and,
Hughes,
and then,
yeah.
And then as the day went on, we kept reading people saying, oh, we think it's just a toe injury or whatever. And then later in the day, I read Rich Cimini say something like, hopeful ready week one.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, but that doesn't wash with... Everybody saying he's going to be just fine. He's day to day,
right?
But you know, so if you're reading him, you're like, that you know, that is a little more alarming. Anyway, in the meantime, so I'm trying to keep up. Christian Wilkins gets released, right? Like
right.
That happened during the podcast last night.
Yeah,
like we're on the air. Christian Wilkins gets released, right? I'm reading about this bag milk stuff. This milk bag. I'm like, what is going on? Bag milk. So, I do remember bag milk when I was very young. Yes,
okay.
I do remember milk in a bag. I don't remember why, how we got it. Anything like that. I do remember milk in a bag. I also remember, many of you out there will also remember this, going to buy milk in a carton from like a dispenser, like a big machine, like you go to a vending machine. But this was specifically for milk. You didn't see it. Like you didn't pop
okay.
up and grab it and bring it down. You just said go to the milk thing. I don't even know what we called it. Milk machine. Milk machine.
Maybe. The milk machine.
And there was one near our house where I grew up. And literally I'd walk over there and I'd put like, I don't know, 50 cents in, whatever
uh-huh.
it was, you'd hit a button, and this carton of milk would basically show up. It was already pre-made, pre-packaged.
So it was like a vending machine. You just couldn't see into it
right.
like you would a
it
normal
just would
vending
be,
machine.
Yeah, you put it in, and it would pop out, and there's your milk.
And where were these? These were just like at convenience stores?
Nope,
just on the street?
Randomly. One was just literally at like the back of a gas station.
Outside?
Yes.
Really?
Who remembers?
I don't remember that
at all. Who remembers milk carton machines?
No, nothing.
I'm telling you.
Is milk the drink or beverage that delivery has changed more than any other? Like, it was delivery, there were milkmen, of course, and then they would just drop it off. There's this machine you're telling me about. There's bagged milk. Because for me, like, I just always remember it in the gallon jugs, the 2 gallon. That's it. I've never known anything else.
No, I remember. In fact, when I still drive by, I lived, if you know where Cedar Grove Heights is, Tyrunda in Cheektowaga, I grew up right there for the first several years of my life in school.
Yeah.
And it was right there on Harlem Road, and I guess it would be Cedar Grove there where you get, like, on the 33, there's a gas station. And right in that area, there was a machine. So if you know where I'm talking about, there's a garden center right across the street. That's where this machine was. And we would walk from our house, and my mom would say, hey, we need some milk. Can you go over there? And I remember the worst part was when you went and it was out of order or there was nothing left.
Oh.
You're like, where do we go for the milk now? Now we got to go to another store.
You can just have it at grocery stores?
Yeah, you can go to the grocery store, okay, but it was way less convenient.
Right, okay. That makes sense. Well, Keon Coleman, never seen bagged milk in his life before either. Real quick, before we get to back to some football, I want to get to Coleman on the field. Patrick is on the air. If we can get him up here. Oh, it just closed on me. Go ahead. That's Patrick, okay. You on the air?
Hey, yeah. I just want to say you do need to tip the guys at the car wash. Especially during the winter, they're in the cold, in the wet.
Yep.
I've avoided car washes for that reason, actually not having cash.
So make sure if you go to the car wash, you have some cash with you.
Have some cash.
And go through
the
that
other thing
line.
Now that got brought up, and I just want to know your opinion on sports wise at least.
Yep.
As a Dolphins fan in Buffalo, where do you think Christian Wilkins goes after this? Because it feels like the whole, you know, Jack Eichel, they want to give him a different surgery. Christian Wilkins says, I don't want the surgery that the team wants. It seems like a Jack Eichel type of thing. And where do you think he can go after this? Do you think he goes back to Miami, which would be great but where do you think he goes after this?
Yeah, so thanks, Patrick, for the call. On Wilkins, so he gets released yesterday by the Raiders, and it was a rehab dispute about his foot injury that he had last year, and the Raiders used that. I wonder if we'll get, like, a grievance from the PA. They used that to void the remaining $35 million of his deal. So, question I'm sure you've gotten on Twitter. I know the chat has brought it up, and I've seen it too. Everyone wants to know if this could be an option for the Bills. Or if this is even an idea for the Bills. Here's Patrick asking about it for the Dolphins. He's injured. He's injured. Is he healed? Like, he's got a foot injury. And I don't know. He's a big name. He's also a little bit older at this point in his career. So, and the Bills, I think, are pretty well off at that position at this point in time. So I'm not really thinking about him much for this team. I'm sure he'll land somewhere, but I would just start with, I don't think it doesn't sound like he's healthy.
Right. I don't know what team it is. It doesn't matter. The first question is, can he play? Can he pass a physical? Is he healthy? Has Gabe Davis signed anywhere? I don't think so.
No.
That's one thing I'll say. Have I missed Gabe Davis signing
anywhere?
He's
not, no.
I don't think so.
He made a comment. He got asked about the Bills yesterday, and we'll get that a little bit later.
And I think part of the reason is, how healthy is he? He was released because he failed his physical in Jacksonville. You're talking about a guy here in Christian Wilkins. Not only is he not healthy now, but what does the future hold for him staying healthy? This particular surgery.
Yeah.
He is how old right now, Christian Wilkins?
He's 29.
He came into the league older.
He's 29. He'll be 30 during the season.
Yeah. And not that that's super old, but if you're going to invest some money, then you're probably talking about now like a one-year deal, a little bit minimum money. So I'm sure at some point he's going to kind of show that he's healthy enough to play, and someone will sign him. It might be one of those deals that towards the end of the season, team needs a guy. But if I'm a team, I don't care if I'm the Buffalo Bills with Super Bowl aspirations or a team that's just like needs a veteran to come in to help out with the young guys. I don't know if this guy's going to play for me. Why am I paying him any money?
Right. It's, you know, Wilkins is a little interesting. He's a player that has a history against the Bills, right? I mean, with the Dolphins, he and Josh Allen were always in each other's faces. We started a brawl in the playoff game here when Josh tried to hit him from the side and then Spencer Brown jumped in. It was a whole thing. So there's a history there with Wilkins, but it kind of goes to a larger point about where the Bills are at right now as a roster. And we've said this, that they don't have a lot of the elite players. They don't have a lot of the all-pro level players, but that they have a lot of good players. They have a lot of depth. The holes on the roster, not there aren't that many. Wilkins becomes available. It's like, I bet 30 fan bases in the league are asking, oh, we should go after that guy. He was a really good player. You know, let's get him healthy, and he could be a dominant player for us. It's how many positions could a guy like that become available right now in the NFL? And you'd sit there and go, you know, the Bills should look at that. I don't think there's that many, if there are any. Like, if a star safety shook loose today, maybe that's one where we could have a conversation about it. But
I mean, if it happened,
I don't know any other position.
If it happened at wide receiver, fans would wide very receiver. Much latch onto it.
Sure, that's right.
Right,
wide receiver that
now,
would happen. But
I don't think that'd be
a darn good
it.
Receiver because they've got five guys right now that I think everyone right. likes pretty well.
I think that's the only position that would happen.
Like running back, that's not happening, right? If a great running back shook loose today. Didn't need to do that. What do you need to do that for?
This isn't quite a let's get stupid because it's not stupid. It's a conversation. But I'm thinking about Josh Allen and Christian Wilkins' rivalry. But
sure.
Let's just say Christian Wilkins, his agent called the Bills and said, listen, this whole thing went south there.
Uh-huh.
We'd really love to join up with Josh Allen. What are the... It's not a let's get stupid. It's kind of let's get very, very hypothetical here.
I don't think everything on the roster needs to be run by Josh Allen, but if I'm Brandon Bean, isn't my first text to Josh? I mean, like, you got a problem if we go down this road? How much do you really not like this guy?
Right.
That would be my first question.
I mean, yeah.
That happens in sports all the time, right? Brad Marchand just joined the Florida Panthers,
right.
And him and Sam Bennett hated each other.
Fitz isn't Josh. I get it. And he wasn't Josh when he played. I understand that.
Right.
But Ryan Fitzpatrick called Brandon Spikes a punk.
When he was in New England?
Yeah, and Brandon Spikes was his teammate the next year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You're on the Buffalo Bills.
That's right. Allen and Wilkins, though, like, that's like physical on
yes,
the field.
Yes, it is.
It's beyond even words being exchanged. Is there another position? You're saying receiver. I think we'd want to talk about receiver. Maybe we'd want to talk about safety. I don't think there's really another one, right? Like, Jair Alexander became available. And what did we say?
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
No, they're good. Like they made their moves. They're whole.
There were a lot of people who thought the Bills should revisit that as they allegedly reportedly did in the offseason about looking into a trade. But I think at that point it's because they had made so many moves. But there's definitely a lot of people out there who said, "Oh my God, he'd still be a really good fit because how much are you going to get from Trey White?
Sure.
How much are you going to get from Max Harrison as a rookie?" I think that's what it came down to. It really comes down to a lot of times what you feel like they already have on the roster with some of the investments they made. Is it enough? Are they going to be able to play? There's a lot of people, Bills fans. I talk to Bills fans all the time or answer questions, and people still have a lot of kind of concern or questions about cornerback too. And it doesn't matter who wins it. Is that person going to be good enough? They just don't think Tre'Davious White is going to be up to the task. And,
right.
You know, he's past his prime. He's had these injuries. and don't think Max Harrison necessarily is going to be ready or isn't good enough or whatever. I mean, that's a big concern for some Bills fans.
Right. 803-0550 is the phone number. So you mentioned receiver there. Like, I don't really think the Bills need another receiver. If there was a top-end one that somehow made sense, then sure. But the only position that I'm really questioning about the Bills right now at receiver is whether Coleman can live up to the responsibility and the role that I think they want him to have and are that he's in line to get. And yesterday was good to see because day one didn't make any catches. He got targeted a couple of times. There were a couple contested catches that I thought he probably could have come down with, but they would have been tough. Yesterday, he looked fluid. He made a couple of plays over the middle of the field. And to me, that's good to see because he's going to have to do the dirty work. He's going to have to play on rundowns a lot. But I still think of that position group and maybe of the offense, Sal, like him being able to be an X receiver for them and be the guy who leads them in snaps at the position on the year. I don't know how good that will look, but it's definitely clear that they think he's capable of that.
Yeah. I think the Bills have had this. They went to a philosophy of, we know everybody eats, right? But the other part of the philosophy is, what specific skill set do we need to match up? And as our buddy Carl Jones pointed out, you know, a few months ago, the receiver room needs to be kind of like a basketball team in a lot of ways. You have your point guard, you have your shooting guard, your small forward. Everybody kind of brings a different skill set so that you can kind of match up on the field the way you want to against certain defenses and how you want to run your offense. So I think that's kind of been their philosophy. So if a guy comes open now who is a really good receiver, yeah, he's really good, but where does he fit skill set-wise and everything we're specifically trying to do, right? That's got to be the first question.
Right, because right now I think the Bills, they have a lot of over-the-middle-of-the-field guys. They have a lot of guys that are very good yards after catch. You throw the ball to Khalil Shakir at the line of scrimmage, he's dangerous. You throw the ball to Curtis Samuel, a healthy Curtis Samuel, at the line of scrimmage, he's dangerous. Coleman last year. Coleman had some of the best yards after catch numbers in the league last year. I think that was, like, over-expected. He can be dangerous there. Kincaid even at times. But that guy that can line up with press coverage on the line of scrimmage, be able to win right at the line, and get open, like, that to me is the one skill set I don't fully believe they have, and it comes down to whether Coleman can be that player. And also how important that player really is. Last year I would say they didn't have a great player that did all that. Matt Collins did a serviceable job, and what did it result in? They still were a top offense, and they still found a way. They just might not feel like that's that important of a role or a complete necessity, that Coleman can come in and be pretty good, and that's all they really need for the offense to really to churn.
Yeah, and I mean, I think the conversation all offseason is still going to be, until we see it, Coleman and Kincaid.
Right.
Because, you know, even though he's not a wide receiver, Dalton Kincaid fits into this for everything you're talking about. Like, they have to win in that intermediate range. They have to have that guy with the skill set Keon Coleman has. Those are the two things that just kind of didn't hit last year that they expected to hit.
Yep. 803-0550 is the phone number. Other standouts from practice yesterday? Anybody in the defensive side of the football? We spent a lot of time this morning on the offense.
I think just the pure size and presence of these young defensive linemen.
Deion Walker is huge. Yeah. I'm trying to, you said this yesterday about your mentality for these early practices. I am trying not to get too excited about him yet just by looking at him like, that guy just looks like he should be a dominant football player.
Yeah.
Deion Walker.
Landon Jackson, too. He's a big guy, right?
Jackson.
I mean, he just kind of stands out. Yes, actually, there was a player who I thought, he just jumped out at me yesterday. Matt Milano. I mean, Matt Milano was doing Matt Milano things yesterday, where he is so good at just diagnosing the play and getting to a spot better than anybody else. And it's like a running back with vision, that like Shady had this vision, right?
Yep.
When you watched LeSean McCoy run, you could tell he had this vision that he saw guys where other people might not have seen him. That's Matt Milano running to a spot to make a tackle. He just gets there so efficiently compared to everybody else. And that that is so critical for trying to make that stop 1 or 2 yards, maybe before somebody else would be able to put a team in a third and long or keep them at a fourth down.
Yep.
And yesterday he made a couple plays like that. There was one early on a toss sweep, power sweep, and he made a great play to just get to exactly where he's supposed to be, get through the blockers. No one really got a hand on him. He made what would have been a tackle for loss, but obviously in this situation they just keep running. But clearly it would have been a tackle for loss.
Yeah. I mean, his health, if he can – there was a good clip from – maybe playing a little bit. Aaron Schatz was on the Mina Kimes show yesterday. His FTN almanac just came out. And, by the way, he's got the Bills as the number one division favorite in the league. He talked a lot about their third down defense and how last year – and we know this – their third down defense was bad. Like, it was one of the worst in football. And one reason that he gave about, like, really – all we can just go down the list of players and who they added and just say, oh, they should be better because they added all these guys. Aaron Schatz kind of got into like why he thinks that, and he thinks it's third downs. Like these Michael Hoyt and Milano being healthy, I think he did mention as well. These different pieces that the Bills are going to either have back or are going to have on defense. That specific situation last year, they didn't have it. And
that's a good point.
This year, if Milano's on the field, that is a – I mean, Dorian Williams is fast, but could still be exposed in coverage in those obvious passing situations. Milano being that half step quicker, could really that could be your improvement on third down, let alone Bosa getting to the quarterback and, you know, Hairston maybe being able to solidify cornerback two, Bishop being a different athletic profile than what they've had. Milano is not viewed as like an addition to the defense, but he really could end up being that if he's able to stay healthy.
I mean, when did he come back? What game was his first game? L.A.?
Did he play against the Lions?
He did.
Although the L.A. game was before the Lions game, wasn't it?
L.A., yeah. He maybe he got his more significant time against the Lions. I'm looking at third down conversions pre and post Milano. Not that there's too much to discern here.
Yeah.
Less than 50% the Lions converted.
Okay.
New England had a high percentage rate. New England was good on third down that day when they came to Buffalo.
That's the backups, though, right?
No, that was the first
time.
Oh,
you're the first time. The first
time. Then the Jets were at 44, and then New England in week 18, 33. Not much to get there. And then in the playoffs, third down, they still 70%. The Ravens, boy, if the Bills don't take the ball away.
70%.
The Bills don't take a ball away from the Ravens. Like, it's a different game, but hey, they took the ball away.
They did.
That's the game.
They did.
That's what they did.
Their game plan was they would get them to make a couple of mistakes.
And they did, and give them credit for that.
And the quarterback made a couple, and then that's even before Andrews does, too. And this year, maybe they don't have to get those mistakes. 803-0550 is the phone number. On those division odds, play around with that when we come back, the FTN Almanac being out. Also, there's a quarterback battle going on in the NFL right now that I wrote off as being a quarterback battle, and it feels like it's very much back on.
All right.
Anthony Richardson might have arrived back on the scene for Indy. We'll see. 803-0550 is the phone number. Matt Parrino coming up at 8 a.m. We're live here at St. John Fisher. It's a nice morning. Kind of looks like it wants to rain, but I don't think it's supposed to. You ever look at the sky like it wants to rain?
Yes.
I think that's what we have right now, but I'm not sure if we're actually going to get it. We'll keep you updated if you're coming out to camp. It's Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy's off today. Sal is in, and this is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.